Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
We get the best people on the show. So we have another incredible person, Chelsea Chong Kim. She's a children's book author. I love the name of the book, Carol the Carrot, Bowls for the Salad Bowl. I love it. It is such a cute book. So tell us your story, Chelsea.
Well, yes, like you said, my name is Chelsea Chong Kim. I've been an educator for 11 years. I have 2 credentials. One is multi and one is single. Prior to this was a math teacher. Yes, I was a math teacher turned into a children's book author. Recently in July, I launched my book, Carol the Carrot, Bowls for the Salad Bowl. It got award-winning bestseller and everything like that. You could find out on Amazon. And the problem that when I was writing my manuscript, I figured out there was a problem with today's society. I don't want to take responsibility. I'm just saying through an educator for 11 years, I've seen it all. I've seen it so much. I saw bullying, separation, hatred, segregation. You can name everything. It happens at school, and probably one of us went through that before and everything. I myself went through bullying before just because I'm a Korean American. And I figured out what's the best way we can teach our children to stand up for themselves is to be a leader, not just a leader in our schools, not to be leaders in our workforce, in our corporate jobs and everything, is to be a heartwarming leader, not to be like a mind-to-mind person, but a heart. But I want to make sure my message are spread out there, which is why I created this book. It teaches about teamwork, inclusion, diversity, and leadership. So if you guys want to check that out, if you want, I had a lot of testimonies and reviews on like my book. They're like, oh, yes, my kid loved it. Once they read my book, it was about the message.
Yeah, no, I was going to say when you first, I saw the carrot, and everybody doesn't like carrots because that was the thing as a kid that we ate that we didn't like. But I think it fits your message perfectly because you're really teaching the opposite of how we should be treating things that we don't understand.
I would never be mean to a carrot.
Right.
No, well, there you go.
You're the exception.
You should see the picture of her granddaughter with a piece of broccoli on her tray. Teaching kids to like vegetables. I love that.
Yes, that was my strategic. This is like the business side of it. I want kids to eat healthy food. You'd be surprised what they're eating at school. You can flip your bowl and it doesn't drop and there's oil dripping. That's my reason. I want to teach kids to be the leader of tomorrow's society because when I went to every school I taught, I made sure I took time to be in ASB program, which is a leadership program. I used to be in ASB, which is student body leadership. I used to be in senior class president. I used to own my own Korean club. I used to be a Korean club. I own that in every school as possible. And this is my message. I want to be able to have people to be a leader in their school and be a representative, not just hiding behind the chairs or hiding behind the step stool. I've seen students do that because they get bullied because of who they are. I am going to be making a program soon where it's a digital program of teaching about leadership to parents. If you guys want to check out a little bit of sneak peek on that, you guys can check out my Instagram, ChelseaStory_Nook, where I give tips to parents for free, like no cost at all. And I also host my podcast channel called Chelsea Story Nook Podcast, where I am interviewing authors.
Nice.
So parents can have access to what book is appropriate for my kid or what book is this? And this is the platform where I interview authors around the world.
So do you feel that every child can be a leader?
Yes, no matter who they are. I've experienced every single child, no matter if they're Korean, African-American, Caucasian, even my special ed students, when they were coming up to me, they're like, I can't speak. I have a stutter. Can I be a leader? Of course you can. I made her, this is my testimony, I made her go up on the stage and speak whatever she can for 5 minutes. Everybody gave a standing ovation.
Yeah. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anybody could be a leader.
You were talking about empathy earlier and teaching that in leadership. And I was curious to know, did you ever consider writing a Carol the Carrot for corporations? Because, you know, as people start to ascend in leadership, right, sometimes that level of empathy like leaves them. So some people forget like where they started.
Yeah.
And then now they're managing people. And it's like that operational piece is there to get things done. But then that level of empathy for people is not there. So I just think that there's a need for that.
Well, you know, a lot of our management, a lot of our corporate management comes from the military, and not even today's military, mm-hmm. but like the World War II military,
right,
where you had to train people to walk into gunfire and potentially get killed. And
right.
so there wasn't a lot of room for empathy there. But
right.
I think over time, we're learning to organize ourselves a little bit differently and maybe take a more humane approach to management techniques. So this sounds perfect. Vince?
To both your comments, and we'll tie it back to this,
yeah.
but that's an excellent idea with maybe writing a book for corporate management, because that's another reason why I decided to leave retail banking, because I was in an elevated position and I started to get to a point where I was losing empathy for my team. And when I started to realize that I was becoming a little more, and I don't want to say aggressive because I was always very fair, but I guess a little more irritated. That's when I said, you know what? This is not me. I'm not who you see right now, the happy person. That's me. So I love what you're doing. This is amazing.
Thank you so much. And yeah, you guys actually spoke for my next book, which is a little sneak peek for you guys. My next series is going to be touching based on careers and touching based on hope. So check out my second book. If it's going to come out, it's going to be the Carol the Carrot series. So check on that.
I think it's so creative. Coaching Cucumber.
Oh, yeah. So you know my characters. Yes, actually, if you guys read my book, all my characters come from my personality. That's the deep, deep symbolism. The main character is me when I'm positive. When I'm positive, I can do it. Like, let's just do it. I have a confidence in doing this. And Mandy the Mandarin is the orange character right here. It's her friend in the end when she picks the team to make it to the team. Mandy the Mandarin is myself as self-doubt, being sad all the time. Like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I don't know. Like, you need these two characters together in order to keep on moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Cucumber is myself as a teacher. It's actually got bestseller in July and August twice. And I won 2 awards for this book. Yes. And I got recognized by a lot of like probably 30 teacher influencers rating about this book. My goal is to go this globally. Hopefully I can translate this into different languages one day. Right now it's available audiobooks for those who are having a hard time seeing the book.
So for the audiobook, do you have people doing the voices of the characters, or is it just like a straight read?
It's actually one person doing it, but I had 1,000 audition for this book.
Okay.
Just to do an audiobook. Yeah, so
you should do an animated series. I would love to be one of the characters.
I've always wanted to be.
Well, maybe I'll be the little Mandarin person.
Coach Cucumber.
Chelsea Chong Kim, what's the best way for people to find you and find your book right now?
Yes, on Instagram. You guys can follow me on my author journey, everything I do, ChelseaStory_Nook. And you guys can follow me on my website, ChelseaStoryNook.com. And I have a YouTube channel. Again, it's Chelsea Story Nook Podcast, where I interview authors all around the world, and Amazon.
That sounds like a lot. Yeah.
Where is that? And the name of the book is Carol the Carrot, Bowls for the Salad Bowl.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissiket Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.